Danielle, and it's time for After Elvis. So we're going to talk about John Cena and Nikki Bella. Yeah, he got really emotional yesterday. We have to discuss. And also, Childish Gambino hits number one. We're going to talk all about it next on After Elvis.
This is iHeartRadio's After Elvis.
Hey, it's Danielle with Samantha.
How you doing?
Yuritsa.
Hi.
And why don't we just jump into it? Okay, John Cena, Nikki Bella. We knew they broke up. We have actually different opinions in this room on this. So they break up. We didn't really know all the details. We just knew that the wedding was off. So now he goes on with our friends Hoda and Kathy Lee and talks about how he's feeling and how his heart is broken and how he still loves her. And now he's changed his tune and he wants to have children and he wants to be with her forever. Anyway, let's just play the clip.
I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. I still would love to have a family with Nicole. There was an unfortunate set of circumstances where our relationship ended.
It sounded like to me, these are things he's been wanting to say to her.
And he never did.
And he had to like brave up. And this is where he did it.
Yuritsa doesn't think
you don't agree.
Conveniently, now he wants kids.
What's convenient about that?
Because now he's went on national TV, like, please love me, I want kids again. And now she's like, oh my God, actually, I believe everything that you said, and now we're going to have kids.
But
I don't know.
What if he didn't want children because he admitted it? He admitted he used to be stubborn. He admitted he used to be selfish. What if it took her leaving him for him to realize, you know what? I want this woman in my life the rest of my life. And in order to do that, certain things have to happen. I want children with her.
So he's like, okay, in order to keep you now, I guess I'll give you children.
Maybe that's not what he's saying. Maybe he really now realizes that it's a good thing.
It's like a whole saying. It's a really old saying. You don't know what you have until you lose it. It's a saying because that's how life works. So I really do believe they're human beings. I also don't believe in soulmates. So I don't think that, you know, some people think, oh, if they loved each other so much, this never would have happened in the first place. Life is not perfect. There's so many things that happen in all of our lives that we're like, oh, it probably shouldn't. Happens. That's what I think this breakup was and the reasons for their breakup. I don't think it had anything to do with love. And I don't think he's just going to have babies to appease her. I think he's seeing what his life is without her, and that's just not comparable to what life would be with her with kids. That's the life he wants. And it took this crap hole to realize that.
You heard that?
Sure.
I love him. If not, John, I am available.
See, I just can't believe that this big guy, like, you look at him and you think like, he's like, I'm fine, everything's great, because he's this big dude.
He's a teddy bear!
But big dudes are vulnerable, too.
Yeah. I believe he has feelings.
He does.
Really
he has
big feelings.
Feelings, too.
Yeah.
I just don't believe that he should have done that on live TV. I don't know.
I thought it was
she
nice.
She was shocked, apparently, and was like, well, there's a chance for us. So I guess we'll see. She said there's still a chance.
But
so
she's doing her own self-exploration, which is good. It doesn't sound like she was waiting for him to profess this love, and now she's ready. She's still on her own journey. She's like admitted that she needs to figure things out still. So that's an independent part of this. Yeah. So hopefully all things will come together. And if not, hopefully they'll be at peace themselves.
And if not, Sam's available. So if you guys broke up with your boyfriends and then they went on national television and professed their love to you like this, what are the chances they're getting back with you?
I'm having a baby tonight.
Really?
I'd be like, Kathy Lee and Hoda, raise your standards of guests, first of all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh, your boyfriend's adorable.
I love him.
He's amazing.
That's okay. William is the best.
He doesn't know. We won't tell him to watch this episode.
I'm texting him.
Don't do that. No, I think I probably would have to take him back after that.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm getting hot.
What if he slept with your best friend?
No.
What?
No.
Alyssa would never do that.
We're not saying that's what happened. That's not what happened.
I'm jazzed.
All right, so Yuritsa, what is it about him going on live television and doing this that pisses you off?
Because I feel like everyone is watching it. Everyone's at home drinking their tea and they're like, oh my God, John Cena is, I wish he was mine.
Yeah.
And then so she's obviously watching it too. I don't know. It's just weird. Couldn't he just do it in person?
I know. Maybe not. Maybe he needed to be in front of her.
Think about what Yuritsa is saying. Because if you think about this, say he really messed up and we don't know, right?
Yeah. Different from the information we have.
Right.
Okay.
And he goes on the air and he's professing his love, whatever. So now we're taking his side.
Yeah.
He's amazing now. And she's sitting at home going, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
They don't know the whole story. Now, if I don't take him back, I look like a jackass.
And I don't think Nikki...
No, she wouldn't look like a J.A. She's got stuff to figure out on her own.
I don't think that Nikki's ever going to say what... Like, they're really good at keeping whatever they're fighting about under wraps, which is good.
That's good.
But as you said, like, he's playing, like, America's sweetheart.
Right.
And now that she's like,
I just don't think that vicious of the two of them.
I mean, I don't think I honestly, from what it seems like he didn't want kids. They had a different opinion on married life. And that's
and
probably
it sounds
what
like
it.
They each had to do sacrifices.
Right.
And
so
they
he
maybe
came
weren't
back.
Ready.
That's
no,
what
but
I'm
isn't
hoping.
The everything about marriage is like you share the same morals and stuff?
Well, no, you would compromise too.
You do have to compromise a lot in marriage.
I don't know.
So Childish Gambino's song, This Is America, it hits number one on the Hot 100 on the Billboard charts, right? So everyone's excited about it. And I want to know why this song did so well. I mean, we all love it.
Yes.
And we can all probably figure out why. But we're going to talk to the expert, Superman Mark Medina.
Hello.
Superman.
Who's a Yankee fan as well, so that I love
him
even more.
I am a Yankee fan as well.
All right, so we're talking about Childish Gambino, number one hit single, This Is America. You being in the know of all the music, why do you think this song is doing so well?
Well, I think he launched it on an incredible platform, first of all. Mm-hmm. Saturday Night Live is an iconic show and a game changer for artists. You know, all artists have a bucket list when they get into the music business. They want to play Red Rocks. They want to play certain festivals. And they want to get on, you know, the radio. And they want to do Saturday Night Live. Oh. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Okay.
And also, you know, Childish Gambino is just one of those talent that is a leader of a culture. He's a culture changer. You know, he reminds me a lot of like Pharrell.
Yeah.
Like from an innovation standpoint, from, you know, like Pharrell has everything influence from music to television to fashion, pop culture in general. And so does Donald. And, you know... It's a profound song, and we're in an interesting time in America, and in the world right now. And everybody, I think, is sort of looking for who's that youthful leader who is going to speak to this generation. And I think that in this song, he does that. And the video, I mean, that takes it to a whole different level.
Sam was saying that the video is incredible. I haven't seen the video.
I watched it. 3 times in a row the first time I saw
it's
it.
So good.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. The video really connects the dots. So you hear the song and you go, okay, I know where this is going. And then when you watch the video, which had like 9 million views like in, or something crazy like that in 37 seconds or something. You know, it connects the dots. It really brings it home. And I think that when you have such a profound cultural piece of art like that, that's real and it's from the heart and it speaks to what is already on people's minds, you know? It's like everything you guys do on the radio every day is you tap into what people are already thinking about.
The farting and the...
Yeah.
That's his next music.
You know how like when Greg picks up money with his rear end, things like that.
That's American.
I'm actually trying to block that out, so I don't know why I brought that up. But it's the same thing with music. I mean, that's really the essence of a great song is when something can tap into people's emotions, and especially something that's already so top of mind. And then again, you know, you should watch the video.
Yeah.
It sort of brings it all full circle.
I gotta watch this video today.
Yeah, you should.
The song's amazing, so I'm excited.
It is, and it's one of those things that when you learn about him and the music video more, it becomes way more interesting. Like, I saw it 2 times, and then I did a little bit of researching, and I found, like, cookies that are you might not catch, and what is symbolic of what, and why this thing is important, and where this thing came from, and it changed everything about the music video.
I agree, and then, like, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 10th time you watch it, you just find everything else in the frame that is important. Like, wait, I didn't even notice that happened, because they were dancing here, and it's just, like... insane.
It's a small feature film.
All right, everybody needs to watch it.
Yeah, definitely.
When do you think was the last time we heard a song like this?
So 2 answers to that. I think that with music discovery being what it is today, with more platforms in which you can, whether it's streaming or the iHeart app or different, you know, different platforms and different ways to get music and streaming services, I think there's a lot of movements going on that are bubbling under that haven't really hit mainstream or mass appeal level yet. This is in the same vein as those types of movements, but it launched again on Saturday Night Live. Right. So it had this big mass appeal platform. So something that's been this culturally moving, launched at a mainstream level, I mean, I really can't recall off the top of my head, you know? Wow. And also, you know, debuting at number one is a pretty big feat. I think only like 20 or 30 songs have ever done that since like the 80s or something.
Amazing.
I don't know. I mean, can you guys think of...
I don't remember. Everything came together way too perfectly. Like, there may be songs that have just as impactful and important current meanings and music videos that are crazy and this, that, and the other thing, but everything came together at once. So this was just an experience of a song I've never had before.
I think there's a whole genre of socially conscious music and hip-hop in particular that exists. It's just not on a mainstream level like this one was launched, you know? Probably Man in the Mirror.
And with that, thank you, Mark. So Ariana Grande, Mac Miller, they break up, okay? So they're saying wonderful things about each other. Let me quote this for you.
Go ahead.
So her and Mac say, love each other dearly. I respect and adore him endlessly. I'm grateful to have him in my life in any form, regardless of how our relationship changes or what the universe holds for us. So if you love each other and it's just, you know, a breakup, but, you know, an amicable one, why did they unfollow each other on Instagram?
Yeah, who did it first? That's what I wanted to know.
Is it because it hurts too much to see what the other person is doing, or is there something that we don't know about?
I've been unfollowed once, and I think that was the reason, so that would be okay.
That there was uncomfortable?
One person, yeah, he unfollowed me, but I think that was the reason, because there was no viciousness, but I never unfollowed him back, because that sounds kind of tit for tat.
See, if it's me, I'm following you, because I want to know what's going on.
Who is she?
No. Right. I unfollow and block. So,
even if there's no problem?
There's always problems with me.
Oh, well, then that's different. That is different.
I mean, learning a little bit here today.
But I don't know. I feel like if you are friends still and you want them to be in your life forever in any extent, because that's what she said, however the universe wants us together, why unfollow each other?
That's why it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It's either hurt or they're full of
I think they're
there's
full no of or their PR person wrote that beautiful.
You're right. I think a lot of times it's the PR person saying, listen, this is what you need to do to save face. You need to put this out there before everybody speculates and keep it amicable.
Because we are good at speculating.
Because that's the way it is lately when people break up. Like when Logic and his wife parted ways, it was like people started speculating right away. Yeah. So they put out a statement saying enough speculation, nothing, no harm done. We're just going our separate ways and this is it. But 2 weeks before that, he was buying her a brand new car.
Yeah,
so it's like...
Is the car available,
I'm going to say he let her keep it.
No. I think she took it. Yeah.
Okay. So do you think a social media breakup is like more harmful than a regular breakup?
It's worse. Way worse. Everyone is now included into your fight.
Yeah.
Included in your relationship. What if you get back together? Yeah. That happened to Ronnie from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, that was awful.
Oh my God.
They trashed each other.
It was awful.
And now they're back together.
Yeah.
And she's playing clips on her Instagram of when she like is sitting with him at the table saying, so, did you go in the hot tub yet?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah. Anything that they could have used, any tool at their disposal was used.
That's it. It was
vicious.
Then again, is it all bullshit? And is it all just because they want us to watch the Jersey Shore?
That's it! They're the Jersey
pretend you're fighting, pretend you break up, pretend you get back together, put it on your Instagram, more people are going to watch Jersey Shore.
But, and they're laughing at us.
But then everything they're saying about each other, it's like,
I know.
Your kid is going to grow up and social media is probably going to be even worse in 10, 15 years. And then they're going to be like, Mom, look at this hologram of when you did...
Look at you being
and the kid's going to be like, Mom, you enjoy that hologram toy, kid? It's because Mama was crazy, and that's why you have that toy.
So tomorrow is the day. Now, I am a Christina Aguilera fan from way back. Like, she's the one that my husband and I both have on our list.
Oh, really?
She came a call and we're supposed to call each other.
That's
back
nice.
In the dirty days.
That's you guys are so cute.
3 hours.
So, and we love Demi Lovato.
I love her.
She's
so
amazing.
Much.
I think she's on his list too.
Oh, she's so hot.
She would take both of you.
Yeah. She's so hot. Have you seen her Instagram post?
I know. And so tomorrow we get a duet, Fall in Line, dropping the two of them. Can't wait. This comes after Christina released her first single in 6 years, Accelerate, a couple weeks ago. Demi has named Christina as an inspiration many times. They're excited to work together. What do we think this song is going to sound like?
I hope it's so feels and raunchy, because those women are so honest and sexual. Like, I'm taken back right to Christina Aguilera, Moulin Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what I want to hear.
Big hair.
Yes.
What is it?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
The gritty. Yeah, I want, there gotta be trills.
And you know there's gonna be trills.
And thrills.
Of course.
Oh yeah, there is gonna be. It's gonna
and
be like
Demi
a battle.
Powerhouse. Oh, yeah. It's gonna be good.
Yes. A little bit of rap.
You think it'll be a ballad?
Well, no, I hope not. It would still be good, though.
Because Demi just released the chorus, I believe, or like a verse of the song. And it sounds like Don't Fall in Line with, like, it's like about, don't tell me what to do. I'm gonna do whatever I want.
Yeah, which so is
I'm
totally
like,
them.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. So tomorrow, that comes out, called Fall in Line, Demi. Christina, we love you. Thank you, Yuritsa. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's After Elvis.
This is iHeartRadio's After Elvis.